First of all, let's get straight into it, shall we, with the three players you've got here but haven't signed yet in Firmin and Forrester and Envoto. Any progress?
Yeah, about the same as the other night there, really. You know, all three have agreed contracts and agreed to sign with us, you know, in principle at the minute, you know, with Brentford. Obviously, if Harry did sign for us, it would go to a tribunal. So we'll just try to be sensible about it. Meet a valuation that we both think's right. We're not far away to save it going to a tribunal.
I was just going to say, are you far away in that process as it stands at the moment?
At the minute, yeah. Right. You know, we've got a valuation of Harry. They've got their valuation of him. And we thought through initial conversations that we're quite close. But through various emails that have been sent, it seems we're not. So we'll wait and see on that one.
Is there still a possibility he might be snatched by somebody else?
I would doubt it very much. Mm.
So the fact that he's agreed in principle, you're confident that you will get him eventually?
Yeah, I'm confident with all three of them. You know, it's the same with Dean and Big John, two players I know well, two players that are a good age, like Harry, but two players I feel that can make the move up to the Championship as well.
So when can you make it official?
Look, we're into next week. It's like, I don't want people reading too much into this, that we're trying to hide things away or do things. It's the same as the contract players that are here. Everybody's seen they played the other night there, you know, and they'll be signing contracts to stay at the season. It's just sometimes at this time of year, where people being on holiday, people coming back into training a bit later, a lot of paperwork to get done. But the one thing I will say is that I wouldn't have MD here training with us if we weren't going to sign them.
Mm. What about Envoto then? A player you've worked with before. What will he bring? What will he add to this squad?
He'll bring strength. He'll bring pace, and he's potentially a top defender. You know, he's came when we signed him from Sunderland initially 3 seasons ago. He was very raw, John, but he's still only 24. He wants to learn professionally. He's training. He's fantastic, and he'll fit in well with the group because he's hungry. You know, the one thing I've noticed since I've come in here is I've got a hungry group of players who want to do things right, and John's very similar in that.
His athleticism is quite striking, really, for a centre-half. Very springy, great leap, can defend at one end, but he's likely to nick a few at the other as well, isn't he?
Yes, you know, we've seen how important that was with Rob Jones last season. You know, the more people that can chip in with their goals in the other box is vitally important. But first and foremost, like Rob, John's job is to keep it out, you know, and we've got with Jamie McComb and Rob Jones and now John Eaves, and when he signs we've got three imposing figures at the back there and three very different centre-halves as well.
And Firmin, obviously a player that Rovers fans know about, but obviously you've got history with him too.
Yeah, I have. You know, I made Dean my captain at Oldham when he was 22, purely because I believed in him. Going back to professionalism and attitude, Dean's got that in abundance, and I still think he'll get better, you know. And like John, he's 24. He's a fantastic age to bring him in and bring them on as well. And although both of them haven't played in the Championship before, you know, we believe as a staff that they can only improve and that they can handle it really well.
Now, we spoke a week ago and you said, Mark Duffy, no, leave it alone, interest is dead. Then this week we hear that you're back in for him, you've made a bid, it's been accepted. Just clear it up. What's happening?
A conversation was made from board level to board level. Earlier on this week, on Tuesday morning, I think it was, and that was as far as it went. You know, and Scunthorpe have come out and said that a deal's been agreed. Verbally, maybe there was a bit of miscommunication, but there was certainly no third official offer that went in. You know, and we were in discussions, and it stays that way at the minute.
Will a bid go in?
We'll have to wait and see. You know, Mark's a player I like. What I don't want to do is be overloaded in wide positions. I want quality, you know, and already we've got Coppinger, and we've got Bennett, we've got Cottrell, who I think give me great options, but I want to add one or two to that. But I want to add quality, and I want to add players at the right age as well. You know, and like we want to do throughout the squad eventually, as you've seen my signings come in, you know, we want two or three people who can play in the same position that are really going to push each other, but have got similar quality as well.
Is it a watch this space with that one then?
Yeah, like a lot of them at the minute. You know, I know fans might be thinking that we're not signing X, Y and Z, but there's a lot of work going on behind the scenes. And I like to do my business. It's impossible sometimes, names getting out and little things getting out. Mm. But I like to, until the last minute, try and do the business in private, because it's the right way to do it. You know, when there's something to come out and sell, we'll do it. But I'm sure the fans will be very happy come the start of the season, but with some of the names and signings that we've got anyway.
Is there stuff going on higher up above your head that's delaying this? There was talk, wasn't there, weeks ago? of takeovers or new money at least coming in. Is that one of the reasons?
No, not that I know of. I know the club, like any club, would always be looking for investment.
Mm.
But certainly as in a takeover or anything else, you know, we tried to quash that a few weeks ago. But how it's resurfaced, why it's resurfaced, I don't know. But it's something, look, we'll just get on with our job. If one thing we've got with John, Terry and Dick at the minute is three people who really want the club to do well. And for me as a manager, that's fantastic.
Out of contract players, where are you getting with those?
Yeah, look, they played the other night there. Yet again, you know, like Dean, like John. With a lot of them, deals have been agreed, and it's just a case of signing them. You know, there's no mad panic, there's no conspiracy theory or anything else. You know, the ones that we want to keep here, the ones that have been training, the ones that have been playing in the games, will be here next season, I'm pretty sure of that.
You had several trialists on show the other night at Frickley. What can you tell us about those? I think you had four or five, didn't you?
Yeah, but a majority of them, you know, it's no secret that we're going to be having a development squad next year. And the ones that did come in and try were 18, 19, who would fit the bill for that. So that was important with a look at them. With their own kids who are going to be in the development squad and with the first team lads and see how they handled it.
Yeah, how do you feel they did?
Yeah, they've done okay. You know, I thought the pleasing thing for me the other night there was that the stuff that we'd done in training the previous 6-7 days with the ball, that they tried to implicate as much as they can. I thought we got sloppy in both halves. Maybe it was a little bit too easier for them. And what we want to do is keep your standards high. You know, don't settle for winning 3-0, don't settle for winning 4-0. You know, go and get a fifth and a sixth and really punish teams when you're on top.
So what will you do with them? Will you continue to look at them with a view to perhaps bringing them in? Is the door open? Is there a path that's clear for you to do that?
The door's open for everybody.
Yeah.
Even the ones that were here last season and that are contracted to the club, you know, because it's a new manager. And to be fair to them, they've been great. Talking about proving points to the new manager, they've come in and they've worked ever so hard, probably worked a little bit harder than what they thought they were going to. But you know, as in regards to the younger trialists, yeah, they've got a point to prove. And, one or two will go that we won't keep on just purely from what we've seen, and one or two we'll keep to have a closer look at.
You did have a keeper, Leighton, I think. He's at Bolton at the minute, if I'm right.
Is that his name?
I think so. Oh, you didn't even know his name. Yeah. Speak to me next time. Yeah. But you said you are looking for a keeper. You said that 7 to 10 days ago. Again,
yeah, look,
any movement?
No, but we've got Sully here, who's experienced, and his character around the place will be fantastic. We're looking to bring in a younger keeper around about 20, 21, 22 that we can bring on and a number one as well.
Someone in mind for that?
I've got loads in mind, as you would like to know. But
there we go, that's just gone to the boundary, that one.
As always, I can't say anything yet.
But so far, so good in terms of what you're getting out of them in pre-season?
Absolutely. You know, they've worked. Some of them saying it's the hardest pre-season that they've had so far, which is great. But I've got news for them, it's only going to get harder. Because look, there's no better feeling than going out on a football pitch on a Saturday afternoon or Tuesday night, knowing that you're as strong and as fit as you can be. And you know, you pair that together with good ability and good footballers, you've always got half a chance.
Can I ask you about Hume at Preston? Obviously was here last season. I had an interview with Simon Grayson a few days ago saying that he wasn't sure what Doncaster were going to do with him, if anything. Are you?
At the minute, no. You know, we've got other priorities, like I've said, with the goalkeepers and getting other ones tied up here as well, you know. But Hume's a player I like. He's a player that I rate. But there's been no conversations with Ian or Preston on that one at the minute.
And the Retford game this weekend, the three lads that we started with, Forrester, Furman and Voto, are we likely to see them involved in there?
Dean will have 45 minutes. Big John and Voto, he's got a stiff back today, so he's not trained, so hopefully he'll get 45 minutes. But Harry Forrester, I would say no.
Okay, and you touched on McComb earlier, a player who had injury problems last season. How is he now?
He's struggling with his back again a little bit. You know, he trained the first week and his back stiffened up, so we're going to get him to see a specialist, you know, and while there's still 5-6 weeks of the season to go, 4-5 weeks, sorry, season to start, it's the right time to get him checked out and find out what's wrong, if anything, and get it right.